La Mama, will I just sort of give you the basic facts to start with?
Straight down the line.
La Mama in 1967 was started. The first show here was Three Old Friends, written by Jack Hibbard, H-I-B-B-E-R-D, who's still around as a playwright. The idea came from Betty Burstall, was a secondary teacher who was married to Tim Burstall, film director. They were holidaying in America, and while she was there, Betty discovered La Mama off Broadway in New York, and found that it was a small coffee house theatre where for a very low price you could sit and you could have a cup of coffee and you could see new contemporary work. And she really liked that and came back here and thought it'd be terrific to see what people are writing here. Is there any, you know, contemporary work happening here? There wasn't really, of course. So she set about meeting people, finding out who was writing, would they like to produce their own work, and she rented this space at her own expense. And as I said, got them all together, they had meetings about it, and decided they'd like to produce their work, and the first one was Jack Hibbard's Three Old Friends, back July 1967. From that time, La Mama has grown, it's been going now, what's this, 2033 years old. The underlying philosophy is still the same. The aim is to produce as much new Australian work as is possible at no cost to the artist. So we receive funding from, the funding bodies on it. We receive federal government funding and state government funding and money through the health promotions that enables us to pay the rent here. We still don't own the building, we still pay the rent for the writers. We don't charge them any rent or anything, and we act as their producers. We receive this money and we're able to give each production a writer's fee, a director's fee, and a small amount of money to use for their production expenses, be it printing or paint or costumes or publicity photos, whatever they need. And then we do we can help them with every aspect of the production. We can help them with casting. We can help them with any labour that they need, or services of stage managers or technical people or whatever. I do the publicity for them. We invite people from the industry to see the show, as well as media and touring type people and casting people. We do everything we can to get the show on for them and to help them have a successful season, so that they can say they've had their play produced and hopefully come back and have something else produced, or, you know, be nurtured along the way. It's a real nurturing place. Mm.
And a fair number of known Australian playwrights have
worked here. David Williamson did all his early work here. He's probably our best known baby. There's been Jack Hibbard, who still writes, Barry Dickens, Tess Lysiotis, who writes from a multicultural experience. Her parents were migrants here, and she's written a number of plays. Raimonda Cortese is one of the new upcoming playwrights who recently went to Germany and had a play, Features of Blown Youth, was very successful over at a festival in Germany last year. So there are people, yes, who all along the way, right back from the earliest time, have been nurtured, have had a chance to practice their skills and their craft, and may keep coming back to do shows. They may branch off and make a movie or do something more mainstream and then come back and do something else, because it's still a place where they can try out their ideas. Mm. They're not pressured into using the theatre in any particular way. They're free to paint it, move this roster and the chairs. They're free to totally pursue their artistic concept within the space, and we will do everything to help encourage and facilitate that, and it's quite a unique theatre space for that reason.
Has La Mama defined a kind of role within the community, within this actual area in itself?
Well, it's the only theatre that works like this to start with, so that makes it pretty unique, and it's become a bit of a hub, really. We see it as fairly pivotal now to our theatre industry, because historically it's been a place where people have been able to do this and have grown and been able to get some experience. As we're saying, you know, naming names, you realise these people had to have started somewhere. But it continues to do this because there's still no other theatre that operates like this, and more the small theatres have been closing here in Melbourne, and La Mama becomes more and more important. You've only got a certain number of choices. If you're a playwright, you either send your work to the MTC or Playbox or somewhere and hope that they will produce you, but if you're a brand new writer, the chances of this happening are fairly unlikely, so you've got to have a chance to get work produced and, you know, keep practicing your craft and your skills. So your other option is to then get a grant or have money to hire a space yourself to produce your own work. And not everybody has the required amount of money for the rent and for publicity and for printing, and, you know, that's apart from paying yourself and organising your front of house. And it costs quite a lot of money to put on a play, even a simple play in a small venue. You need some money, and not everybody has it. So the other option is La Mama, where we not only do we not charge you, but we're able to, as I said, give you some of our money, which we've received from our grant, to enable you to do this and to give you all our support services. There's one part of that you're probably thinking, what happens to the actors? How do they get paid? They get the door takings. Right. That's all shared. It's a cooperative system. So the more money that comes through the door, the more you receive, usually in equal shares, as a co-op.
The early days of La Mama, was it important at that stage to have groups such as the infamous Yellow House, I believe, in the area?
I don't know anything about the Yellow House. You'd have to ask Liz about that. Groups like the Pram Factory started but they started here as the La Mama Company when Betty was still here running it. They liked this idea. There were a number of them, writers, directors, performers. They thought they would stay as the La Mama Company and help her select any work that came through, etc., etc. And Betty's idea was that the door was to constantly be open to anybody, not just the work that was accepted by this group. And it was all very amicable. They decided to go around the corner and rent another space called, it was an old Pram Factory, and it became known as the Pram Factory Theatre. They changed their name from the La Mama Company then to be the Australian Performing Group. So then there were two spaces that existed around the corner for a number of years. And there's been a lot of other theatre groups who've also been nurtured and grown from here. Ant Hill Theatre, which were you in Melbourne when Ant Hill Theatre was going, Jean-Pierre Mignon? When he first came here, he wanted to do sort of more classical theatre and French theatre and so on. He was able to have a number of seasons here to sort of form his ideas and, you know, get a group together before they actually got their Ant Hill Theatre space. So it's been able to nurture quite a few groups as well as individuals. Chambermaid Opera, they did their first operas here. They did The Coronation of Poppea, Douglas Hilton directing. The doors swung open and there were smoke machines, and it was fantastic because the acoustics here are wonderful. To have an opera in this small space is very exciting. So they, of course, are now a separate group. As I said, there's been individuals, actors, directors, writers, all sorts of people performing in the theatre industry who have had a chance and continue to have chances to work here on the concepts that they want to develop, and as well as theatre groups and so on.
Do you think the changes on Lygon Street in this particular area have influenced La Mama and the output over the years?
As a publicist, I can say it's always a challenge to get an audience.
Yeah.
I think it's, at the moment, we often say movies are cool. You know, it's cool to go to a movie. It's not cool to go to theatre necessarily at the moment. So we constantly have to work hard to get an audience. But then we have such a change in population in terms of productions, and we're now doing about 55 productions a year, both here and at the courthouse. Often three or four shows a night here. There might be one at 6, one at 8, one at 10, all different. There might be a couple at the courthouse that we've also facilitated, which is around the corner, slightly bigger space. And we did 55 shows, I think it was last year, about 60 the year before. And our audience numbers are growing, but we're a 35 to 50 seat theatre. And we have contact. Each new production brings in a certain number of people related to those people, because there's no resident company just attracting the same people all the time. You know, each group of people bring in a certain number of new people, but also over the years we've worked up a very good relationship with the media. We get good media support. I work very hard to keep contact and communication with schools and tertiary institutions, because they're our future audience, so I think that's very important. So we're constantly looking at new ways to keep up our audience and develop our audience, But it is a constant challenge, I think, for that reason, that it's just something that people possibly put further down their list, going to the theatre. I think they, if you've got money and you want to go out, people think of going to a movie or to see a band, perhaps before they go and see theatre. So I'm not sure how that's related to gambling or whatever, except I think it's the other things they possibly look to. Even though apparently statistics show that a lot of people do go to theatre and the arts, but it's always a bit of a challenge, you know, to get them here. They're not vast numbers. Mm. We've constantly got to keep trying to encourage people to come to the theatre, to take a chance and come along and see something in a theatre.
Has the internet made itself?
We don't even have a computer here yet. We're not very technological. But I have set up a website because it's what the schools use and it's what a lot of people use now to find out what's on or to, you know, communicate in various ways, email and so on, obviously. So we've got contact with a number of websites. We make sure they're listed on the websites. I send photos to them. I send information about shows so people can look us up on any number of websites and on the internet. So we just don't personally have anything here. But that's how a lot of people get their information now, so it was important that we're there, along with all the other arts, so people can make their selection that way if possible. Yeah.
Are you finding new audiences as the population changes in this area?
Well, to me, the one that I've been developing over a number of years, and Liz Jones, who does the programming, she's the artistic director and administrator, encouraging schools, as I said, in the tertiary bodies, because we're close to the university and to RMIT, so we keep strong contact with them. The multicultural nature of theatre, community theatre groups, all the festivals, yes, we link in with all those. We constantly try and keep our eyes and ears open and alert to every possible group, festival, organisation. You know, some of the uni groups might come in and use, like the Melbourne University Drama Festival. They often come in and use the theatre for a couple of weeks a year, and we link in with them. We want the theatre to be accessible and open to all these groups. We want people to know about La Mama. So it's reflected in lots of ways. We're part of the comedy festival coming up. We'll be part of the Fringe Festival. You know, just always part of everything that's going on, I think, and that's important. So then if there's an Italian theatre group or a community theatre group, they might come in and say, look, we've had a couple of shows out in Preston or somewhere else. There was a group in Healesville came down and said, we've had a show that's been very successful. Can we come down to La Mama and expand it a little bit? So that was programmed. So yes, it works both ways. You know, there's a to-ing and fro-ing in all these directions. Is that the sort of thing you mean?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Definitely.